Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Ding, ding.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
I mean really ready.
I am. I'm okay, the edge of my seat ready.
This is going to be intense. Now, we're doing an almanac quiz here today. Have you
Who's
ever been a part
quiz?
Of an almanac quiz?
Never.
Have you been a part of it? Okay. Your main job is to remind me to do it.
Okay.
That's your main job. Remind me to do it at the end of the almanac. Anything uttered, any fact, anything that's supposed to be funny, any of that stuff, anything is
subject to be quizzed on?
It is.
That Who's getting quizzed? Me?
No, listeners.
Oh, good.
Because we're giving away these tickets.
Okay, okay.
It's the Roy Orbison, Everly Brothers Reimagined tickets at the Medina.
Okay.
A week from tomorrow.
Fun.
So, almanac quiz. Again, anything mentioned, talked about, uttered, mumbled, anything.
All right.
Here on the almanac is subject to be a part of the question, the topic of the question, and the answer, of course, here on Bob FM. Today, Thursday, October 10th, it's the 284th day of this year, which is 2024. What do we have today? We have a patent of the day.
Okay.
Patent of the day today. Recognize that sound?
I do.
Sounds like one of them ended on the floor. And of course, wherever I played, if a pool ball, a billiard ball ends up on the floor, what happens? Quarter in the jukebox.
You get kicked out of the bar.
No.
Oh.
Quarter in the jukebox.
Oh, that's
Did you ever play
cute.
At a bar or a tavern where they'd have the pool table there and there'd be a sign? It would say, ball on the floor.
Quarter in the jukebox.
Quarter in the jukebox.
I don't
that
know.
Was your penance.
I like it.
That was your punishment. And then you'd punish the other people by picking Culture Club.
Yes, or AHA.
I do like Culture Club,
I don't.
To be honest. But,
I don't like AHA either. Or Tears
like
for Fears.
You go AHA. I go AHA.
I don't care for them.
You don't
no
care for
what.
Tears for Fears?
Can't stand them.
Something happens and I'm head over heels?
Oh my gosh, stop.
Olafabel? Roland Olafabel? So that was this day. We got a patent, the billiard ball made from cellulose nitrate. That's what makes that patented billiard ball sound, the cellulose nitrate. It was in Albany, New York. John Wesley Hyatt Estate.
Wow.
1925.
What year?
Prior to that, they just used horses' apples. That's what they used.
That sounds different.
It does sound different. It certainly does here. 1886 on this date.
Very funny, Chumley. Gee, Tennessee, at the rate we're going, we won't get into orbit till the 4th of July.
Tennessee tuxedo. And it was on this date the first ever tuxedo dinner jacket was worn.
Ooh.
At an autumn ball in Now, this is where he got the name from. So it was just a dinner jacket, but they gave the name tuxedo because it was at Tuxedo Park, New York.
Really?
We wouldn't have the tuxedo t-shirt. We wouldn't have Tennessee tuxedo. Have you ever worn a tuxedo?
Me? No.
No.
You?
It's been a while.
Yeah. Wedding
like
day?
I was in a wedding. Not
okay.
My wedding.
Okay.
No. I think at a 3/4 zip up on my wedding. That's the kind of wedding I had. But no tuxedo. But it was other people's. Is there such thing as a 3/4 or just a quarter zip? I think quarter
I
zip
know.
Is the actual term. I look like Peyton Manning. So that was this date, Tuxedo Park, New York, 1965. That was 1886, by the way.
Okay.
I didn't get the year out there. The first ever tuxedo, 1886. And I'm sure, just think of the first person that walked in, just
fancy.
The jaws dropped and people just...
What about the ruffle tuxedo? I wonder when that came out.
Or the cummerbund. Was he wearing a
yes,
cummerbund? I don't know if this one was accompanied by a cummerbund. If it wasn't, well then, is it really a tuxedo? Think about that for a moment.
Maybe.
Now this.
Up in the sky, a man in a plane. Baron von Richthofen was his name. 80 men tried. And 80 men died.
Red Baron made his first appearance in Snoopy and the Peanuts.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more. The bloody Red Baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody Red Baron of Germany.
So have I ever told you the version of this that we had in grade school about flatulence?
Oh, boy.
Of that
Please
one?
Please don't.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more.
Come on.
Tom let off a bomb in the grocery store.
You naughty kids.
80 men died trying to hold their breath. But Tom let off another one and killed the rest.
Lord.
That was our deal. That was that second grade humor right there.
That sure is. What came first, the Red Baron Peanuts version or the pizza?
The Peanuts version, because it was this state, 1965. I think that's before. That's pre-frozen pizza.
Is that pre-frozen pizza?
I don't think Gino's and Totino's and those frozen pizza legends. I don't think they had... it's one of the foods that built America.
Yep.
And I don't
TV
think
dinners.
It was before 1965. Oh, frozen dinners. That's going to be a topic here in just a little bit. But right
really?
Now, 1973, some political intrigue.
Good evening. At 5 minutes after 2 this afternoon, Vice President Agnew resigned. His one-sentence letter of resignation to the Secretary of State made Agnew the second man in history to quit the nation's second highest office, but the first to do so under a cloud of scandal.
A cloud of scandal. Ooh. Spiro T. Agnew, he cheated on his taxes.
Oh.
And got some kickbacks when he was in Baltimore, I think it was, somewhere out east. But
I feel like you can do that now.
And that opened the door for old Gerald Ford. Boy, was there ever been a guy that's been more at the right place at the right time? Because there he's just kind of sitting around, okay, all right, I'm the vice president now without being elected. Oh, now I'm the president without being elected.
Hmm.
I think it was the head of his Rotary Club, and he wasn't even elected to that.
Oh, boy.
Gerald Ford. But Spiro T. Agnew. Was gone this date from our vice president position. Did anybody miss him? If vice president has to resign, does anybody really care?
I don't know. It's a good question.
1978. Ooh, the wheel in the sky keeps on turning. You know this voice?
Who doesn't? Now this we could play on the jukebox.
It's Steve Perry.
Yeah.
And you know, actually, this is good pool playing music.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's the band Journey, and it was this date, 1978, that Steve Perry joined Journey, and the rest is history. They were toiling around. I think they released a couple of albums before that, and then just in time for, was that the Infinity, that Infinity album that song is on?
I think. Long
Wheel
live
in the
Steve
Sky.
Perry. I miss him, boy.
Steve Perry. So are you a big Arnell Pineda fan? He's the guy who's doing it now. It sounds just like him. I saw
no,
them when they
No, he
does were,
not.
You don't think he does?
Oh, my gosh,
Oh, you
no.
must have a better ear than I do.
Did you see that recently he posted on Facebook?
Well, I know he had a bad, yes, he had a bad concert, and then he...
Not one.
Well, he's had more than one?
I've seen him twice, and it was dicey both times.
Sounds like you want him part of a necktie party. You want him gone.
I do.
Jeez. I mean, I saw him at the X with Toto, and I think he sounds pretty good. He hits the notes. I mean, as far as some of the guys, he's better than the guy, although he wasn't bad, that they brought in for Peter Cetera in Chicago.
Well, I love them, too.
Arnell Pineda. Yeah, so what? He had some bad shows, and he put out vote on social media for the fans to say if he should stay or not.
I know.
And I haven't heard if he's...
What happened?
No, I don't know. They'll find another guy on
YouTube.
That's
a bad idea.
They'll find another guy on YouTube that sounds like him.
They will.
That's all that it takes. So, Steve Perry, he joined Journey on this date in 78 and 81.
You might not think I have to watch my weight. Ah, but I do. So I always try to get as much flavor for my calories as I can. Now there's a super new way. New Lean Cuisine from Stouffer's, a company that really knows how to make food taste good.
Those early Lean Cuisines must have been delicious.
Gosh.
I understand the box they came in was more delicious.
I bet it was.
So Lean Cuisine and that lady, I got to watch my weight. She's a size 2. I don't know. Lean Cuisine, frozen dinners, introduced the state in 1981.
Cutting
they were
edge.
Reduced in calories, reduced
but
in
not
taste.
She said not in flavor.
No, that's what they said. But you believe everything you hear in advertisements? Or
always.
As we say, advertisements? Let's remember this guy now.
Okay. Bormasson himself said it nearly a century ago. We will sell no wine before it's time.
Yeah, I know Orson Welles, Citizen Kane. I know Orson Welles, War of the Worlds. But when I think Orson Welles, I think of... We will sell no wine before it's time. I got to be honest. And in 1985, good old Orson Welles, he could get a little surly. He died on this date at the age of 70, 1985. Let's remember the guy that gave us this, too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean, Hal Mason was the advertising executive. Not only gave us Mr. Clean, but locally gave us the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, that's nice.
You ever wanted to poke the Pillsbury Doughboy in the solar plexus?
It looked fun when I was young. It did.
And now it's just creepy.
It is a little bit.
Hal Mason. Yeah, that too. Died on this date, 69. 1995 in chess. We don't talk nearly enough about chess. Too much about baseball and not enough about chess. Garry Kasparov won a chess championship against Viswanathan Anand. It lasted a month.
What?
This chess championship, Kasparov over Viswanathan, went a month. Now, what happened is that Kasparov went with the Sicilian defense. Anand countered with the delayed elephant, but should have gone with the Greek gift sacrifice.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's what made it last so long.
I don't even know what you're
saying. It was really early
on. 1 month?
1 month. A one-month chess match. I couldn't handle. I hated it. I mean, I loved playing chess when I was young. Then at some point in time, I got bored.
Well, I would say after
even
a
Monopoly,
month.
Even Monopoly was too long.
It gets a little long. I agree.
It was. Yeah. So the Troublematic Bubble, the Trouble with the Troublematic Bubble.
I loved that game.
That one was more my speed. Oh. Hungry, Hungry Hippos. Let's remember. We need to remember Superman today.
Oh. You really shouldn't smoke, you know, Miss Lane.
Don't tell me. Lung cancer, right?
Well, not yet, thank goodness.
Cheap x-rays. Why didn't he do that as a side gig? X-rays and imaging, very expensive. Now, were those just regular x-rays, or could he do MRIs, too?
Wow, probably both. They just came out with a documentary. His son, his
on Christopher Reeve?
Yeah, his kids did it.
He had heart failure. Of course, he had been in a wheelchair and had been a paraplegic. But
quadriplegic.
Quadriplegic. Yeah. He had become paralyzed because of that horse.
Mm-hmm.
Equestrian accident that he had.
Yeah.
And he died at the age of 52, way too young.
So sad.
For a guy who played Superman and played it well.
Yes.
2013. Bentley will fire. The clock will wind. And the Minnesota Lynx have taken back their title. Yeah, the Lynx won the second of their four titles this day. 2013, they'd win two more. Allie, what's your prediction? Are they going to get their fifth? Are they
going to
get their fifth?
I think so.
Okay.
You heard it here.
That's your prediction. You're a regular WNBA
yes.
analyst, right? Expert,
yes.
super
right.
fan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to birthdays now.
Okay. She walked the seaside, sitting just
smoking and drinking on ringside. Another great rock voice here. We had Steve Perry earlier.
Yeah.
And now David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
What did you think when Sammy Hagar took over for him?
What a beautiful girl. I like them both, to be honest.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
And I think Sammy Hagar is probably, as far as a singer, is probably a better singer as far as hitting all the notes and everything. But David Lee, you could not argue with the raw energy of David Lee Roth.
You couldn't.
Especially on stage. He's jumping and doing the splits and doing all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
David Lee Roth, he was with Van Halen, then he was gone, then he was back, then he was gone. And,
sounds like a lead singer.
I think he's not with them at this point in time. Yeah, that's what lead singers do.
Yep.
David Lee Roth is 70 today. He once took out paternity insurance. Remember that?
No.
Yes. So he'd be covered if he
became a dad.
If they were on tour somewhere, let's say Mongolia. And
what?
He fathers a child in Mongolia.
Come on.
He has insurance to cover that. Yeah, it's a true thing. Just look it up. David Lee Roth, 70 today.
I wish I'd known the man. Turn my mama on. He must have been a heck of a man, 'cause mama was a lady, don't you know?
Tanya Tucker, 66 here this date.
She's younger than I thought.
Well, she's been around for so long.
I know.
This song was huge. She was 13, 14, 15 mm-hmm. years old, singing about, would you lay with me in a field of stone?
The man
that turned mama on. And some real adult.
Seemed a little
type.
What happened to Brooke Shields, too, you know? It's like a little
forced to,
too soon.
Right, exactly. So, Tanya, 66 today.
Okay, so change back then from your
20. That's what you'd like, some change, I suppose. Some change.
All right, I know what you're doing.
You do?
Yes, and I don't appreciate it.
Look, I'm sorry. I just never have been in this situation before.
You've never been tipped before? I doubt that. You're very good. You can keep the change.
Thank you.
It's time for androgyny. That's just that.
Julia Sweeney from SNL. Her famous Pat character. Remember Pat? Couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman.
Would that fly today?
It's time for androgyny.
I don't know.
It's just Pat. It should. If it doesn't.
I agree with you.
We're going the wrong direction.
I agree.
Julia Sweeney is 65. That's one where George Wendt, Norm from Cheers, is the barber. He's trying to figure out what gender she is. It's hilarious.
Yep.
Julia Sweeney, 65.
Hold on, little girl.
Oh, yeah.
Show me what he's done to you.
Lead singer of Mr. Big. Eric Martin. Wasn't that the guy in Sex and the City, too? Didn't they call him Mr. Big?
Fake the twist of both of you. So come on, baby.
He's 64. We need to get to the chorus here.
I mean, why wouldn't we wait for that?
You can sing along. I would have muted Neil by this point, but you go ahead.
Deep inside, I hope you'll feel it too.
That's a good one to sing along to.
It is a good
one. I agree.
One.
What was it, about 1990? Late 80s, early 90s for that one. Mr. Big, Eric Martin, 64 here today.
I don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad. Look at this stuff.
Are you too old to be a big Little Mermaid fan?
This is right in my wheelhouse here.
So the voice of Ariel, the Little Mermaid, Jodie Benson, 63.
Wow.
Yeah. He was the Silver Fox.
Who's our head ref today?
Hey, it's Tony Corrente. This is his rookie year.
Oh, we're going to give him some I got some advice for y'all. Take 2 weeks off, then quit.
There's Mr. Miyagi up here on the theme on the board.
Oh, yeah.
Wax on, wax off.
How you doing?
You thought I was taller than this, huh?
I thought you were taller than me. How about Mr. Miyagi coming up talking to me?
Brett Favre, he was a big Karate Kid fan. Apparently not a big Happy Days fan, because I would have called him Arnold from Happy Days.
Yep.
But that's Brett Favre, former Packer, former Viking.
Mm-hmm.
And he was here for almost two full years before he got slammed on the frozen turf there at TCF Bank Stadium. But Brett Favre is 55. Little controversy with him down in Mississippi with some welfare stuff going on there and money used at the schools at Southern Mississippi.
Yeah, and
I think they're still trying to sort that out.
Parkinson's now, right?
Yes, he did announce that he does have Parkinson's.
That's too bad.
Brett Favre is 55.
You're on, Preppy.
Yeah, you know what that is?
Just that? You're on, Preppy?
Yeah. Name that clip. That's Slater.
Okay.
That's Slater from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, Saved by the Bell.
He called Zach Preppy a lot, and that's all we have from him.
Oh, you're on.
That's now, whenever I go to a hotel, he's always on. He's on that Hollywood Channel thing everywhere.
A lot of Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez, 51.
Excuse me. Ricky. Hey, Dale.
Hey, man.
Can I get your autograph?
Yeah, sure. Who do I make this out to?
That's for me.
I think you're awesome, man. Just don't tell any other driver.
Yeah, right? No, I'm not going to tell anyone. All
right, man.
I'll see you out there.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., a little cameo there on the Ricky Bobby movie. It was nice to get some of the other drivers to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Kind of.
Okay. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Can you believe he's 50? Is he still racing?
I don't know.
He's known as the Pied Piper for his success on the Daytona International Speedway. I did not know that.
I didn't either.
He's the Pied Piper.
Hey, we must have gotten the pick of the litter. Look, everyone's come out to see him off.
I would like to proudly present the newest member of the Healy family, Junior.
He's got the face of an angel.
It's the devil.
I hope you guys are insured.
He's got a special wish.
The star of Problem Child, Little Kid. Remember that movie?
Apparently.
They were hilarious. Okay. It was the one with Jack Tripper.
Yeah.
John Ritter was in Problem Child, and the child actor who was Problem Child, lighting houses on fire, skinning cats, not eating them, but skinning them. Michael Oliver, who was a Problem Child, 43 today. 43.
Wow.
And that's your cue. And you have this list provided by Neil Staff, and it's not Neil Staff's fault, but it's just it's a slim list here today.
It is a little slim, but that's okay. We'll work with it. Born on this day in 1900, we've got, she actually was an EGOT-winning actress, Helen Hayes.
My late husband used to say...
Never mind what he said. What about your ticket?
Well, I'll certainly look, my dear, but I'm sure...
Why don't you stop wasting my time, Mrs. Quonset? You are Mrs. Ada Quonset, aren't you?
Well, since you're aware of who I am, there's no use denying it, is there?
Nobody was more qualified to play a stowaway on a 747 than Helen Hayes. In Airport.
Yes, she was in Airport. She was also the first woman to win the EGOT, by the way. And then also she got the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Ronald Reagan. That's pretty cool.
Well, I think that's really cool.
I know. Born on this day in 1914, we have musician Ivory Joe Hunter.
Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed.
Did you look up what his nickname was?
He has two of them. The Baron of the Boogie, but also the Happiest Man Alive. Wouldn't you want to be called that?
That second one I had, I didn't know, but the Baron of the Boogie I knew.
Okay.
There's Baron von Raschke and there's Baron of the Boogie. Those are my two Barons. And the Bloody Red Baron, too.
Yep.
Sonny James had a nice little country version of that one, too, Since I Met You, Baby.
That was beautiful. He was born on this day in 1914. Also born on this day in 1926, Richard Jekyll. Now, we don't have audio for him, but he was in several films.
He was on Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
He had a couple of roles on Little House on the Prairie. Very special 2 or 3 episode arc where he was the blacksmith, but also a rapist.
What?
Yes. Very intense Little House on the Prairie. There was Albert. There was Sylvia. There was a pregnancy,
as we said in
Walnut Grove, with child. She was with child, and very scandalous.
Jeez.
Mrs. Olson spreading rumors. He was the blacksmith in those special episodes, and he had played some other roles as well, and had been on Bonanza. He and Michael Landon must have been close, but 1926 for Richard Jekyll.
Yes. And then last but definitely not least, born on this day in 1963, journalist Daniel Pearl.
And no, we don't want to... No, I don't.
Oh, I thought you did. Oh,
no,
sorry.
No.
Okay, well, he was the journalist that unfortunately was kidnapped and murdered.
We don't want to say how he was murdered.
We won't. I promise. It was brutal. But yes, definitely gone, but definitely not forgotten him as long as everybody else on the list, right?
And let me check. Neil Staff forgot a couple.
I mean, we're not living in the Middle Ages here. We got TV. We got Family Feud. We're not stuck in Leave It to Beaver Land here.
Heck yes.
Yeah, well,
Willard.
I haven't noticed a wet t-shirt contest in town yet. Yeah, well, I haven't either. But I'm waiting patiently.
Yeah, he was Willard, Ren McCormick's good friend, Chris Penn.
Yep.
Sean Penn's brother. He was in that other movie where they're like sitting around at the cafe. It's Vince Vaughn. It's Tim Roth. It's Harvey Keitel. Reservoir Dogs.
Ah.
He was in that one as well. Corky Romano. Remember that one? Mm-hmm. Chris Penn. And then one more here musically.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow.
Highly regarded John Prine. Influential, right? And then he passed away 4 years ago. Didn't have a lot of country or any radio hits, really, but was very influential.
Angel Montgomery was pretty uncovered by
There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes.
But again, for John Prine, not a lot of radio hits, so he's... I don't know how you would describe him, if he's kind of underground or what, but John Prine.
One of the best.
1946. Now they're all gone, but not forgotten.
That's right.
So... Allie, you going to stick around for the Bobathon today? Oh, we need to do the quiz. Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You did your job again because I was not going to do it.
I'm hired.
I was moving along. 1981 on this date, one of the more famous frozen dinners was introduced. What was it?
Mm.
1981, this date, what famous frozen dinner? And now there's like 2 aisles in the freezer area dedicated
You're right.
to frozen dinners.
That's
Back
sad.
In the old days, there weren't that many.
Right.
But this one was introduced on this date, 1981. Call right now, 763-450-0100. and you'll win the tickets to Roy Orbison and the Everly Brothers Reimagined. It's at the Medina. The Everlys and Roy Reimagined. 763-450-0100. Would you like to start this Bob-a-thon No Repeat Workday with one of these great songs? Dwight Yoakam and Little Ways. We could go She Keeps the Home Fires Burning, Ronnie Millsap, or Nothing But the Taillights, Clint Black.
For sure, Dwight Yoakam.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River, Minneapolis,